Just to review this morning's halakha, the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Resh Bet Dalet has a long arichut backing the opinion of the Levush that held, based on a Gemaran Gittin, that when it comes to Sefer Haftarah that we read on Shabbat and Yamim Tovim, that the Sefer Haftarah should be written on parchment and should be written with a special ink that's called Diyo, like a Sefer Torah. Even though normally the rule is that when one writes a book of Navi, he should write a complete book, and the Gemara forbids us to read from an incomplete Sefer. And if we're just going to write Sefer Haftarot with the selected Haftarot of the week, it's not a complete book of Navi. The Gemara says we understand that, but since it was too difficult for them in those days to write a complete Sefer, they based the rule on called Et La'asot La'ashem Eferu Turatecha, and therefore the rabbis gave a dispensation to write on Klav with the Yo selected Haftarot for the Parashat HaShavua. The Levush questions, why then today are we not careful on this? Why are they reading the Haftarah from printed Chumashim or printed books? This was his claim. The Aruch HaShulchan backs his claim. And he says, actually, the Minhag in Lita was that they used to have complete parchments of each Navi. For example, when they read the Navi Yeshayah, they had a klaf of Yeshayah. They took it out and they read it. At least they should have klaf of the selected Haftarot if they're not going to have the whole books themselves. They said this is something that the congregation should be careful on. Hakam Avadiyah discusses the need of this in Yahvedat, in Chelekeh, in Siman Chavav. And he concludes that it's proper to read the Haftarah from parchment, even if the parchment only has the selected Haftarot and not the complete Tanakh. That's better than reading it clearly from a printed book. That goes without saying. But it's even better than reading it from a complete Tanakh that's printed. He says, if you don't have parchment, then it's better to read it from a complete Tanakh, because at least it's a full book. That's his conclusion. We could question our custom, why we don't see too many of these Haftarot around. The ones that we have in our synagogues mainly, they look like a Torah because they're in a case. But if you open the inside, it's nothing more than paper and print. No different than a Chumash that has the Haftarot printed in it as well. And therefore, if that's what the synagogue is offering, then they should preferably read from a Tanakh. They should buy a Tanakh and leave it on the Teva. And whenever they read the Haftarah, they should read it from a full Tanakh. Kama Vadya clearly holds a full printed Tanakh clearly is better than just reading it from a Chumash that just has printed selected Haftarot. However, the best thing would be, like the Eliyahu Rabbah brings down, he says it's the Shut Harama. Based on what we're saying now, it's the Levush, it's also the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Minhag, to write a Haftarah on parchment, selected Haftarot, at least based on the Gemara in Gittin. The next halakha should be pointed out that Racham ben Sion, Alav Hashom, held that one really shouldn't put the Sefer Haftarah in the same Hechal as the Sefer Torah, because they're on different levels. To also question that practice, that there's many synagogues today that they put everything in the same Aron. The proper way would be either to create a separate closet for the Sefer Haftarah, or to put the Sefer Haftarah, you know, on the side somewhere, but to put it in the same Aron, Chacham ben Sion is Mahmir. Last but not least, we could also point out that when we take the Sefer Haftarah out, for example, when we're carrying it to the Teva, especially when we're carrying it with a Sefer Torah, the Sefer Haftarah should remain closed. There's no reason to open it up. First of all, there's no mitzvah to look at where we're reading from in the Haftarah. The mitzvah is to look at the reading of the Sefer. Secondly, if you're going to open the Haftarah, it's as if you're equating the Haftarah to the Sefer Torah, as if we're opening up the both books. It's not so. Not only that, But at this point, you're not reading the Haftarah anyway. So why would you open it? You're reading the Torah now. So for those reasons, one should, if they do carry this Sifrei Haftarah, even if it was written on parchment, one should keep it closed until the time of the reading of the Haftarah presents itself.